In a brief statement issued to media this afternoon, Sudbury Wolves owner Dario Zulik has reaffirmed an unwavering commitment to Sudbury. This sentiment lines up with Zulik's comments in April, at which time he said the hockey team will never leave Sudbury. Regarding a new arena, let me be equally as clear, today's statement continues. As the owner of the Sudbury Wolves, I want the players, the fans and all the people of Sudbury to enjoy our brand of hockey in a new event center, not a refurbished arena. The location of that new facility within Sudbury, be it in the East End, downtown or even South End, is not my decision to make. It is a decision of council. The new city council elected on October 24 will decide on whether to proceed with a new arena at all, with a potential refurbishment of the existing downtown-based Sudbury Community Arena still on the table. Zulik was a key partner, land developer for the Kingsway Entertainment District, a municipal arena, events center proposed to be accompanied by a private casino and hotel at a property on the Kingsway he owns. The arena, events center was intended to replace the 70-year-old Sudbury Community Arena until cost overruns resulted in City Council rejecting the $215 million proposal in July. During the unveiling of a new scoreboard at the Sudbury Community Arena on Friday, Zulik raised eyebrows by stating the team won't be here much longer. We're not gonna be here forever, I can tell you that. Soon we'll be playing in a brand new arena somewhere. Sudbury.com has reached out to this year's entire slate of candidates for City Council to inquire how they believe the city should proceed with a new or renewed arena, or if the city should, what role the city should play and whether they have a cost limit in mind. Responses have started coming in, and the resulting story, highlighting what all candidates have to say, will run later this week.